You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How many of you, say a month ago, were more than passingly familiar with what's become the iconic economic indicator of this recession so far anyway, something known as first-time claims for unemployment? No need to raise your hand on this one. No shame in not knowing, because honestly, it didn't used to get a whole lot of traction. It was weekly. There was lots of noise, easy enough to let it slip by. Over the past month or so, though, as you are no doubt aware, that weekly claims number has exploded. As of this morning's report, 22 million people have lost their jobs. And that number is incomplete because state offices are overwhelmed, yes. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports to Get Us Going, that is not all of it.
While the number of unemployment claims filed nationwide is a good indicator of the scale of job loss right now, it's likely understating the true level of unemployment. For starters, some people just aren't applying for unemployment benefits, like Darius Brett Windley.
In February 5th, I started tending bar and waiting tables at a little family restaurant about 11 miles south of where I'm at.
That's northeastern Nebraska, where Windley and his wife operate a small farm and produce stand. Working at the restaurant was going to provide extra income until it shut down in mid-March. Windley used to be a union iron worker, and he's been on unemployment before.
It was such a hassle. I would rather take a beating than try and go through unemployment again on a system that's broken down and just not working.
So he won't be counted among the unemployed. Another group of workers isn't eligible to apply for unemployment benefits, immigrants without authorization to work. 28-year-old Yannin Collins is originally from China and now lives in Texas.
I lost my work permit since early 2018.
Collins' application for a green card is pending. She's been working for an HR firm as an independent contractor, but that's now shut down.
So I don't have income, and I can apply for unemployment.
Some people aren't working or earning income, but they haven't lost their jobs. Nate Edwards is a manager for a national rental car company in St. Louis. In early April, he and many of his coworkers were furloughed. His wife is still working as a corporate attorney, so they have some income.
We have enough saved up. We can cover our expenses for the next couple of months.
He says he won't apply for unemployment unless his furlough turns into a permanent layoff. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Sticking with Mitchell's theme here, for a lot of people in this economy right now, maybe some who've lost their jobs or had a pay cut or something, it is a choice of which bills to pay and which to let slide. And increasingly, rent is the bill that is sliding. But one person's rent is a landlord's mortgage payment. So what happens when those payments don't get paid? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Like 22 million other Americans, Anthony Davidson has suddenly found himself without a job. He's a dance instructor and a choreographer.
I need to save every penny I can now because I just don't know how long this is going to last, and I don't know how long it'll be before I will have a paycheck again.
He didn't pay April rent, and he's not going to pay May. He's getting unemployment, but it's either use it to pay rent or pay for everything else.
My highest priority with everything is paying the medical insurance because you never know what's going to happen.
At the beginning of April, it looked like 31% of apartment tenants had not paid rent on time. New data from the National Multifamily Housing Council show that some have since paid late or partially, but 16% still haven't paid any rent. That's higher than usual. The numbers may be higher for commercial tenants and in some cities.
Commercial tenants, a lot of them are not paying their rent.
Frank Ricci is director of government affairs for the Rent Stabilization Association, a landlord advocacy group. He says some landlords are working with tenants and evictions have been paused in some places like New York, but he says landlords face expenses too.
I don't think anyone wants to get to that decision point of making a choice between paying your property tax versus paying your mortgage versus making a necessary repair. It's an impossible choice.
Elliot Eisenberg is a real estate economist with Graphs and Laughs, an economic consultancy.
Someone's got to foot the bill here. And now the game is who's best able to get themselves off the hook, if you will.
Some economists have warned that unpaid rents and in turn unpaid mortgages could strain the financial system.
In a normal recession, the problem is bad enough. But here, the speed at which the job losses have come has been so profound. These non-payments become an immense issue because you're losing large chunks of revenue.
A key test will be whether stimulus payments and small business loans and grants will be enough to cover rents due in 2 weeks and beyond. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.